A Futile Turnabout by Masquerade Demure. Disclaimer: this entry contains major spoilers for Ace Attorney Investigations 2, particularly its third case. There are only minor spoilers in the synopsis and the review itself, but my talking around certain details might constitute implied spoilers. Keep that in mind. Synopsis. Raymond Shields has passed the bar exam and decided to take up his mentor's fight, even as he struggles to shoulder the great weight of responsibility he's decided to take on. However, with all the major pieces having already been moved, and all the major players having played their roles already, the IS-7 incident ends not with a great success, or a great failure, but with a whimper. Review. Story and characters. So, this entry basically takes a closer look at a specific part of Ace Attorney Investigations 2 Case 3 that was glossed over in the original game and turns it into a whole story. Thankfully, I actually have played AAI 2, though my memories are sort of vague, and from my memories of it, the returning cast are all on point in terms of their dialogue and mannerisms. There are also a couple of original characters thrown in there who technically have a basis in canon, but might as well be original characters given how little we got about them originally. And they have an entertaining dynamic as well. The general atmosphere of this case is, well, best described by the title. Anyone familiar with the events of Investigations 2 will know exactly where it's heading, and even if you don't, it isn't that hard to guess. The story it tells is actually really depressing if you don't know how it gets continued in canon, but if you do, it becomes a bit more bittersweet at least. I was surprised at how naturally it fit in as a sort of midpoint for Raymond's character in Investigations 2. So with all of that said, while the entirety of this is a trial sequence, it utilizes the format in a very different way from standard Ace Attorney. This is no story of a magnificent turnabout that changes everything on its head, or even the opposite of suffering from a devastating turn of fate yourself. This is a desperate struggle full of tired people who have been through a lot. And the trial feels exhausting and painful in a drawn-out way because of how much Raymond struggles while being utterly dismissed. If this sounds overly depressing and draining, I do want to reemphasize that the vibes never feel excessively bleak since there is some humor injected in there and more lighthearted moments. It's just a particularly dark period in the timeline, and it's treated with the gravitas it deserves. Like I said, it really helps to be familiar with the original story here. Presentation. A mix of good and bad, with Mask mentioning in the entry message about having a strong desire to polish everything up once given the chance. On the positive side, this case has a unique presentation style to seem more like the Investigations games, which I rarely see in AAO, and despite some jankiness, I found it charming and it lended the case a unique identity. The music and sound direction was also very good, and the custom sprites used were well chosen. There are also no game-breaking bugs to be found. Unfortunately, A Futile Turnabout also has several presentation errors. Typos are common both in the dialogue and evidence descriptions. Raymond's thoughts always have his mouth moving as if he was speaking. Several frames have missing name tags, and there are a number of awkward transitions. I hope this doesn't sound discouraging because I've greatly enjoyed Mask's works in the past and know what wonders fixing things up and polishing them can do for a story. When these issues aren't present, the case has a very strong atmosphere that I enjoyed a great deal. Gameplay. A Futile Turnabout is a trial-only case that has one major issue that's sort of an elephant in the room and impacts the playing experience as a whole. I feel like the case assumes that the player has gone through Investigations 2 Case 3 very recently, or otherwise has a very fresh memory of the crime details from it. The game immediately throws a ton of evidence from that case at you from the very start, to the point that I spent the beginning of the game reading all the evidence descriptions before even beginning to read the actual story. This reliance on being familiar with Investigations 2 Case 3 isn't necessarily a bad thing if handled well, since it's clearly aimed at people who have a similar affection for the cast from the case. But right now, the contradictions rely a lot on remembering details from the original case, and particularly their contradictions from it. All this to say that even during the very first testimony, I found myself looking at the guide to see what the answer was, and I found that most contradictions were in that vein. To name one specific example, which I'll put under a nested spoiler tag for those who don't want to hear about it, this one in particular bothered me. And since this is the audio review, I'll skip over what the issue was. So this case still has the usual penalties, and neither the co-counsel conversations or penalty texts give much in the way of hints. So it's very easy to game over. Mask has described this entry version of the case as having a lot of that she'd like to rework if given more time, so I have hope that the case logic and gameplay can be reworked to the point of being fairer, but this is unfortunately my biggest issue with the game as it stands right now. Theme relevance. A real highlight of this case. This was very nicely done with Raymond Shields serving as our Luigi, who has a very high opinion of his Mario, while having a crushingly low opinion of himself. Seriously, the self-loathing is real. I felt super bad for him. In addition to Raymond, I also felt like the cast in general fit the theme or were adjacent to it. A lot of the quote-unquote major players from this incident are no longer involved in it, or no longer wish to think about it for much longer, making it feel like Raymond isn't having an epic confrontation, but instead dealing with enemy pawns and still struggling. It's a very sad interpretation of the theme, and sort of shows what would happen if our new extremely young 18-year-old defense attorney wasn't a prodigy, but was in a situation that demanded the skills of one. Raymond isn't Sebastian levels of incompetent, but one gets the feeling that his lack of experience makes him really unqualified, and things might be different if he had been given the chance to grow first. Overall, this feels like a rough draft with the potential to become something really special when given enough chance to cook. Haha, Guy Fieri reference. Also, haha, Investigations 2-3 reference. I do want to reemphasize that I was interested in the storyline and cast. I believe my issues with the gameplay and presentation can be fixed, and I really hope Mask continues working on this so that a public version of A Futile Turnabout can really shine brightly. Raymond and Kate's dynamic is nice, plus it has the best Investigations 2 character, delicious scones, so I have to root for it. Scones, sweet! And here is the real-life photo of Mask, which is the character in Mask's Discord avatar and Ace Attorney Online avatar currently. I don't know a lot about this character or anything at all. It might be an OC. It kind of looks like a Phantom Thief. I have one of those. Those can be pretty fun to write. Anyway. Yeah, that's what Mask looks like in real life, confirmed. Thanks for making.